So, I saw this questionnaire posted by Creative Being 18, and I thought, okay, this is a great first post for me, because I kind of need a way to introduce myself, you know, I'm kind of new to this community, and also because it's about music, and music is such a huge part of my life. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Okay, first question. Favorite song discovery of 2019? Well, this also counts as an artist discovery. So I found this artist named Kevin Garrett from Beyoncé's Lemonade, because he wrote my favorite track in the album, which is Pray You Catch Me. So I was like, okay, I gotta look him up, because this dude seems pretty cool. And I found this song. It's called Refuse. I thought the piano was very pretty. And then he started singing. I'm okay alone. It makes my soul stir. Isn't his voice so beautiful? Like, like, I remember listening to this song for the first time, and I just fell in love with his voice and also his lyrics. He's such a good writer. I also loved his version of Pray You Catch Me. I mean, I love Beyoncé, but I listened to his version of Pray You Catch Me, and I was like, okay, that song is meant for this dude. Okay, so that's Refused by Kevin Garrett, my favorite song discovery of 2019. Next question. A song that reminds you of someone you would rather forget about. I'm not going to go into detail with this. I'm just going to let y'all listen to the song. It's called Someday by Nina. Someday you're gonna realize. I've been silent. I don't know, I just don't want to talk about why the song reminds me of someone I'd rather forget about. I won't even be there. Because I just want to forget about everything altogether. Everything that has to do with that person. So yeah. I know you don't really see my worth. You think you're the one. I'm not gonna go into the chorus because it's just too much. Just gonna let this verse finish. I know I'm not that strong, but it won't take long. Won't take long. Okay, there's that. Okay, next question. A song that needs to be played loud. Okay, this needed a little more thinking, because there's just a lot that I want to play loud, you know? But I really thought about it and ended up choosing this song. Yeah, I just really love this song, you know? This is the kind of song that I want all my neighbors to hear, because this is some good shit. Actually, I blast the whole fucking album if I can. I remember hopping in on an Uber one time and my driver played this song and I was like, hey! I thought it was pretty cool. Okay, so there's that. Next question. A song that makes you want to dance. Well, I chose this song like automatically because it just makes me want to get up. But I'm going to skip right near the end. Because this is where the real shit starts. This is where the breakdown starts. It's called Before I Let Go.
Pull up to Coachella. Pull up.
Hey. I can't really dance right now because I'm going to destroy my setup.
Dirty Diana, singing and dancing all in the rain. To the left, turn around. Throw that ass to the right now. Ooh, ooh. Bunny hop, drop, pop. Cross your legs, turn around and clap. Shuffle to the left, let's fly now. Ooh. Drop it down, low, low. Low, low, low to the floor. Step on, step on, step on, step. Hey.
I still want to get up, but I'm gonna ruin my setup. There's that. That's Before I Let Go. Okay, next question. A song to drive to. Well, I chose this song. I just like the beat because it reminds me of, you know, just long drives, like times where I just drive to go to the beach, which I haven't done a lot recently. I've been really busy with personal stuff. And the thing about this song is that it suits like any time of the day. Like to me, in the morning, this is a perfect song to listen to. In the afternoon, it's a perfect song to listen to. In the evening, especially in the evening. Especially when it's like a long drive. I love long drives. There's that. It's called Drive and Disconnect by an artist called Neo. Okay, next song. A song that makes you happy. Well, this is actually from the same artist, Neo. It's called Yellow of the Sun. It just, you know, brightens my mood. Like, even if I'm in a bad mood, I just listen to it and it's just... Suddenly I forgot that I woke up grumpy. Reality. And the beat is just so, like, you know, something that you can bop to. She said it's so beautiful. Yeah, it really makes me happy because, like, especially on days like when I need something to like cheer myself up, it's one of those songs that I would totally listen to. Okay, next question. A song that makes you sad. Well, I chose this song. It's called Funeral by Charlotte Day Wilson. The last time I actually like listened to this on repeat, I was crying over shit. Just thinking about that day makes me sad. Where were you without me now? I see you in my head. I'm sorry, y'all. I just can't stop singing along. It's just... I can't not sing along. I always do that. Anytime I think of you,
empty hearted. Oh, tell me how we got so far from where we started.
Yeah, so there's that. And next question, a song that moves you forward. Well, this song, like, I've been listening to it since my childhood. Like, it's just one of those songs that when someone in my family or one of my friends sings it to me, I just feel, like, better about stuff that I'm going through. Like, I know it's, like, a temporary fix, but sometimes I need it. I'm gonna skip it a little bit. It's called Rainbow. Say goodbye, say hello to a lover or friend. Sometimes we never could understand. Like, you know, there are times where we all go through some stuff. And for me, one of the ways where I cope with, like, the sorrow of those things happening to me is listening to music. And so this song really helped me a lot. Yeah, so there's that. Okay, next question. One of your favorite 70s songs/groups. Okay, I'm super excited about this because I chose Queen. And I fucking love Queen. Okay, y'all don't even understand. I just fucking love Queen. I fucking love them. Like, I don't remember the first song of theirs that I actually listened to. But I remember, like, after I listened to it, I was like, okay, I'm fucking jamming to this. Fucking jamming to this band. I don't care. I don't care if I'm too young, in quotation marks, for this kind of music. I love their music. I love them so much. So for this particular question, I chose this. Pretty nasty one, too. It's called Get Down, Make Love. I just love the bass line. Like, holy fuck, John Deacon. I mean, when I first listened to it, I was still pretty young, thanks to my dad. But I thought, like, the melody was pretty catchy. Get down, make love. So I was like, okay, I love this song. This is one of my favorite Queens now. Get down, make love. Say it's enough. Get down, get down, get down, make low. Okay, there's that. Next question. A song that is a cover by another artist. Well, I actually found this from The Voice, I think. Yeah, it's from The Voice. It's by Jej Vinson. And the song is Passion Fruit by Drake. But Judge kind of, like, made it his own. So it's, like, entirely different from the original, which I really love. And it's R&B, so you know how I am with R&B. I love R&B. Listen, see, you got your listen.
cleansing my soul of addiction for now, cause I'm falling apart.
I want to learn how to do runs like this guy.
Tension between us just like picket fences.
I mean, I'm not like a crazy good singer, you know, but when that time comes, I want to learn how to do runs like this guy. He's insane.
Passionate from miles away, passive at the things you say, passing up on my ways, I kept living low. No, no.
You see what I mean? Oh my god.
Passionate from miles away, passive at the things you say, passing up on my ways, I kept living low.
Okay, there's that. next question. A song from the year that you were born. Okay, I chose this song because I can't really find like songs from the year I was born that I actually liked. So I just chose Jill Scott because I love Jill Scott. Cover of this song by Duran Bernard. It's insane. Y'all should go check that out. I'm gonna link it somewhere in the post. I do love me some groovy tunes. So don't be shocked if majority of the songs on the list are groovy.
Grab my purse, grab my jacket off to work, beaming all the way down the is it the way you love me, baby?
Hey, I love the harmonies. Yeah, so there's that. Okay, next question. A song that reminds you of yourself. Well, I chose this song. I'm not really gonna go into detail, but it has something to do with me and singing. I feel like one of my friends is here. Like I'm just like exposed to myself.
Don't you hesitate. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your head down. Sapphire and faded jeans. I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your head down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, there's that. That one's called Put Your Records On, by the way. Okay, last question. A song by an artist with a voice that you love. I didn't even hesitate with this. Like, I just automatically chose Banks. I love her voice. Like, there's just... like, her tone is... like, to me, it's so lovely. And she can do, like, so softer style of singing. She can also do belts. And the thing about her is that she can do ballads and bops at the same time. Like, I just fucking love her. I fucking love her. If any of y'all are fans of her, hello. Let's go chat sometime. And recently she just posted that she's going on a tour with Kevin Garrett. So I was like, oh my god, I need to go to this concert. And I looked at the dates, and she's going to my city. I was like, I fucking need to go. I fucking need to see them live.
Thinking what you're gonna say, 'cause everything's a game. Always try to calculate, trying to look smart but not too smart.
She's like one of those artists that I'm so happy I discovered, 'cause I can't even imagine myself not listening to her. Like, I'm sorry if I sound like shit, by the way. I just recorded an audio, like, yesterday. And I was singing a lot yesterday, too. So my voice is pretty tired. I hope y'all understand. I'm just gonna let it play, like, for a little more. Her vibrato, man. Yeah, so there's that. That song is called Brain by Banks. And I think I answered all the questions already. Did I? Oh yeah, I answered all 13 questions. I'm gonna put the links to all the songs somewhere in the post. And yeah, that's it for now. I'll talk to y'all later. Ciao.